Good day to be alive. This is the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Falls Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. Glad to be back. I was here 3 hours yesterday. I'm going to be here 3 hours this morning. Hope the voice lasts, but I'm here because I love Catholic radio. I love being a part of this. It's just a worthwhile effort to raise the funds that we need to run this station, and this is our twice-a-year effort, and I'm inviting you to be part of that right now at 614-459-4820. What a beautiful thing to do for God, for your faith, to support Catholic radio and its mission to evangelize the world, just like Jesus commissioned all of us to do. We are called to evangelize the world, and on these airwaves, you hear great programs, local programs like the Catholic Doctors and Raising Saints, Dominican Dimensions, Treasures of Our Faith, and of course, the national broadcasting, Catholic Answers Live, Open Line, Catholic Connection. So it is just awesome programming. It keeps us all catechized. I know I'm always learning. I'm growing. I'm being supported in my faith every time I turn on AM 820. So why do you listen? You know, what programs are speaking to your hearts, and what's it doing for your prayer life or your spiritual life, your family life? We want you to call in 614-459-4820 or go online stgabrielradio.com and tell us what Catholic radio is doing, how it's a blessing in your life. So what I want to do right now is introduce my guest for the hour. He's been on with me before. He's one of our beloved Dominican priests from St. Patrick's in Columbus. He is Father Boniface Endorf. Welcome, Father Boniface.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great. Doesn't he have a great radio voice? I love his radio voice. So would you please start, Father, the hour with a prayer so
All
we
right.
can kind of get our hearts and minds ready for this.
Right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, please send your Spirit upon all of us, those here at the studio, those listening, that we may come to know and love you more and more, and in coming to know you, to spread your word, to bring your saving gospel to all the peoples, that we may be instruments for your salvation of souls. And let us pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And that's what we're here for, the salvation of souls. That's what Catholic radio is really all about. And you can join that effort by calling 614-459-4820. So, Father Boniface, what do you see in common between Catholic radio and the Dominican Order of Preachers?
Well, what you just said, that the whole purpose, the reason the Dominicans exist is to preach for the salvation of souls, to get that saving message of the gospel out there. And that's the exact same reason why Catholic radio exists. And it's not just, it is, but not just for the salvation of those people who have never heard of Jesus or don't practice the faith. It helps all of us because it's so important that we fill ourselves with what's good, that we fill our minds with things that bring us closer to Christ. If we fill our minds with pop culture junk food all the time, it makes us weak. Just like if you only eat junk food, your body grows weak. Well, if you fill your mind with only junk food, your spirit grows weak.
Mm-hmm.
And so the solid meat offered by Catholic radio helps us build up our faith and live our faith. And then as we grow in our own faith, we become better instruments of spreading the gospel in the world.
Amen. You know, and we just love that the fact that our priests, our Dominican priests, for instance, are here. They not only in the Spirit Drives, but you guys are here for Dominican Dimensions, mm-hmm. and you know other projects that we do. And we love the spirituality of the Dominicans. So maybe you're a member of St. Patrick's in Columbus. Maybe you've been blessed by Father Boniface or one of the Dominican priests or brothers or sisters at St. Patrick's or in Zanesville. So we'd love to hear from you today. 614-459-4820. You can go online at stgabrielradio.com. And let me just tell you a little bit about what we have coming up in this half hour. First, we have a clip that we're going to be listening to from Catholic Answers Live, Father Sebastian Walsh. He's going to talk about Fatima, which it's the 100th anniversary of Fatima. That's very important. Father Boniface and I are going to be commenting on that. And we want to encourage your giving at 614-459-4820. And there are many ways you can do that. We will accept a gift in any amount, $50, $100, $1,000 or more. If you want to become a sustaining member, this is what we're really, really looking for, $20 or more a month to become a sustaining member. And that's money we can count on that will be coming in throughout the year so we can do our important apostolate and the outreach that we're doing right now. If you're a business owner, become a business member for $50 or more a month. You get 100 messages a year. It's a great, affordable way to promote your business and increase patronage to your business. And of course, our leadership gifts, $1,000 or more, those are so important because we use those as matching and challenge gifts. So every hour, Father, we have a goal. So this is our Thursday, 10 o'clock hour. We're in the second day of the drive. Our goal this hour, we have two thresholds. For the first 10 gifts we get, and I know we're going to get 10 gifts this hour, we're going to get a bonus of $500 that just gets added to those gifts. And then we have a second goal, ultimately, for this hour, and that is a total of 15 gifts. And when we hit that, we get an additional $1,000. So we're talking $1,500 of free money when people call in and we hit those goals.
So now's the hour to give.
That's the hour to give. Give the phone number out.
It's 614-459-4820.
And we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit. We have some gifts for your giving. All new sustaining members or business members are going to be receiving the book Breaking Open the Bible by Magnificat, a beautiful book. And if you become a leadership member, which is the leadership gift, $1,000 or more, you'll get that book. Plus Father Ricardo's brand new book, Heaven Starts Now, Becoming a Saint Day by Day. So that's beautiful. And if that's not enough, we have two gorgeous statues of Our Lady of Fatima, again, perfect for the 100th anniversary. She's what? Would you say 2 feet tall? 30 inches tall, Bill James says. 30 inches. She's gorgeous. And you can win one of those if you become a sustaining member. All those names are going to be put in one raffle. And simply picking up the phone, telling us why you love Catholic Radio at 614-459-4820 is going to enter you in a second raffle for a second statue. So it's just gifts. Gifts galore. So what I want to do now is bring on my angel. He was on the last hour. He is Brendan O'Rourke. And Brendan, you are the youth minister at St. Catherine's. I'm so blessed. Yesterday I had your deacon, Chris Rice, on. And in the next hour, your pastor, Father Dan Dury, will be in the house. So, and St. Catherine's people were ringing the phone off the hook yesterday.
All right,
so
they better be.
We want a repeat of that. So Brendan, can you give us an update on the giving this hour?
People have been very, very generous. We want to thank Ruthie from Our Lady of Peace. She became a sustaining member, and she gave in honor of Jody and Deacon Jeff Fortcamp, who was her son. We had Frank and Nancy. They gave a generous donation, so we thank you, Frank and Nancy from Circleville, Ohio.
Beautiful.
Dennis and Kathleen from Columbus, Ohio. They also gave a very generous gift, so we thank you, Dennis and Kathleen. You may have seen our billboards around with our dog on there. We're soliciting names for the dog. Here are some from Facebook and Twitter. We have Angelica. We've also got, I think, probably
as Mother Angelica. Mother Angelica. Perfect, our foundress.
Fulton.
Oh, yes.
And my personal favorite so far is, because I like alliteration, Carl the Catholic Canine.
Yeah.
Now, you know the Dominicans have a special link to dogs.
That's right. I was going to ask you that.
St. Dominic's mother, but when she was pregnant with him, had a vision of a dog with a torch in its mouth setting the world on fire. And, of course, her son would become a great saint and preacher that set the world on fire with the Holy Spirit. And it's also a pun because the Dominicans, well, in Latin, Domini Canes means hounds of the Lord.
That's right.
And it sounds an awful lot like Dominicans.
Yeah. So Father Boniface is putting in the name Dominic for the dog contest. So
that's right.
Make sure that gets written down there, Colleen Lewis, because I think that was the first thing that occurred to me too about, well, what a dog and dogs and Catholic. And I thought, oh, the Dominicans, there's a bridge right there. So
when you see images of Saint Dominic, you often see that he has a dog at his feet.
That's right.
With a torch in its mouth.
Yeah, not a bone, a torch in his mouth. All right, Brendan O'Rourke, and you want to give out a challenge to other youth ministers in the diocese? There's some on fire young Catholic, youth ministers in our diocese. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, to any youth ministers, we want to, and any young people, especially if there's any millennials listening.
Yes.
If you are listening right now, I really encourage you to support the work of St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 by calling 614-459-4820 or go online, which millennials prefer, stgabrielradio.com, and donate. We need to pass on the faith. I work with young people mostly, and people say they're the future of the church, but I always say no, Young people are the church just as much as our parents and adults are. And so we want to pass on that faith. We want the faith to come alive right now for everybody.
Absolutely. I'm so encouraged by the young people in our church. We've had some really powerful testimonials. We'll be having a testimonial again this hour. And the last couple hours and yesterday, there were young guys, 20s, 30s. And that's awesome. They're listening. And this radio station is transforming them. So we'll check in with Brendan a little bit later. He'll give us updates. And before we go to our first audio clip, Father, do you see Catholic radio specifically helping you as a priest?
Absolutely. It feeds the people that come to the parish I'm at, as well as the whole diocese. The people it really helps is I run RCIA at St. Patrick's, and it gives a chance for people to build their faith while they're going through RCIA, to learn more and more about the church that they're entering. And we meet with them every week for an hour. Or an hour and a half, and try to teach them the faith. But that's greatly supplemented by their listening to Catholic radio.
Beautiful. Well, let's get those phones ringing, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. It's a way to give. We already, Father, have 3 gifts on the board, so we are well on our way to our first threshold, which is 10 gifts. Remember, we're getting an extra $500 when we hit that 10-gift threshold. So please call 614-459-4820. And while you're dialing that number, we're going to play an audio clip. It's from Catholic Answers Live. The guest is Father Sebastian Walsh talking about Fatima.
So let's say someone's listening now and maybe has a marginal understanding of Fatima, knows that it happened or in 1917, or maybe doesn't know about Fatima at all. What is it all about?
Sure. Well, tomorrow will mark the 100th anniversary of the first time that the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to 3 little shepherd children. Their names were Lucia dos Santos. I think she was 11 or 12. Then she had 2 cousins, Francisco Marto, who was 9, and Jacinta Marto, who was 7. Very small children. And she appeared to them on 6 different occasions between May 13th and October 13th. And during that time, she gave them different messages instructing them about very important spiritual matters that they were to share with the rest of the world. And in order to give credibility to their message, she promised on the last apparition, which took place on October 13th, that she would perform a miracle for all to see. And so in anticipation of this miracle, both those who were faithful and also those who were atheists and did not believe came to the place, Cova de Ira, in Portugal, near Fatima, Portugal, and they came to see whether or not there would be a miracle. And on that day, it was a very rainy day. It was so rainy, in fact, that for hours it was pouring, just torrential rain. And everyone, even though they had umbrellas, were soaked to the bone. Their clothes were completely soaked and muddy. But just at noon, the clouds began to part, and the sun could be seen. But instead of being brilliant and blinding, it looked just like a silver plate, easy to look at with no difficulty, which already caused astonishment and wonderment among all the people. And then the sun started to dance and illuminate the sky with multiple colors. And at one point, the sun seemed to dislodge itself from the heavens and crash towards the earth and get bigger and bigger, which caused a lot of fright, and a lot of people cried out asking for penance, for forgiveness for their sins. But then, just then, the sun went back to its ordinary spot and then returned to its normal appearance. And 70,000 people witnessed that miracle. And even the atheists that were present confessed it. For example, there was an atheist newspaper called El Siglo, which is a Portuguese newspaper, and it was intending to go to manifest once again the absurdity of the Catholic faith. And they have, to this day, you can go online and find the article in Portuguese, and you can translate it into English with Google Translate these days, speaking about the events that happened. So an atheist newspaper published this account.
Well, okay, so now, though, 100 years later, people have found many ways of dismissing what happened. And among them is the idea that it was just a mass hallucination, that the whole miracle of the sun was a mass hallucination.
Yes. Well, a lot of, qualified psychologists have looked into this, and one of the findings they had was that, first of all, mass hallucinations don't work in such a way that they work on everyone. They only work on some people. In other words, if you're not the sort of person that's given to those things, then even if a whole bunch of people are seeing something, there'll always be some people that look and don't notice it and don't see it. They're not affected. But in this case, there was not a single exception. In other words, it wasn't that you know, some people saw it and some people didn't. Everyone saw it, and everyone saw essentially the same thing. A second thing that mitigates against that is the fact that after the miracle took place, it took place for about 5 minutes, after the miracle took place, everyone's clothes were completely dry and clean. And that's something you can't hallucinate, right? That's not something you can hallucinate. You can't just hallucinate and come home and your clothes are still, clean and dry when before they were muddy and wet, you know? And then third of all, some of the witnesses of the miracle of Fatima were not actually there to see the miracle. There was a small village nearby, a group of people, a few dozen people, who witnessed the same miracle, not even realizing that it was happening and that the other gathering was taking place. So they were independent witnesses, so you couldn't call them part of the crowd for a mass hallucination either. So there are too many pieces of objective evidence that mitigate against any kind of interpretation like a mass hallucination.
That was the voice of Father Sebastian Walsh from Catholic Answers Live, speaking on Fatima. We are in the 100th anniversary of Fatima. I'm joined by Dominican Father Boniface Endorf here on the Fall Spirit Drive. And we are counting on your donation at 614-459-4820 or at stgabrielradio.com. Remember, we're raffling off two large and beautiful statues of Our Lady of Fatima just for calling in today. So 614-459-4820. We have four gifts on the board, but we're going for our first gift, our threshold rather, of 10 gifts, and we're going to get an extra $500 for that. So we need your call right now at 614-459-4820. And maybe you want to make a donation in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, or one of the saints, Francisco and Jacinta, who were just canonized this year, or Lucia, and just share what that means to you. And maybe you've been there, maybe you've experienced Fatima yourself, or it's changed your life in some way. And Father Boniface, speaking of that, you actually were there.
I was there for the 100th anniversary this past May.
Wow.
And I saw the canonization of two of the children, and it was an amazing event, and you could really tell that the Holy Spirit was present. And just a couple reasons why is, one is I was worried when it was starting, because a friend drove me from Lisbon to Fatima, and mm-hmm. it rained the whole way. And the night before it rained, and the forecast was nonstop rain.
Oh, sounds like the day of the miracle.
Yes, yes. But I was hoping that it wouldn't rain. And in fact, the Holy Spirit protected us, because every time, about an hour before one of the events, like the Mass or the large rosary procession, about an hour before each one began, the sun came out, the rain stopped, it didn't rain during any of the events, and for about an hour after it was ended, so that everyone could get away, right after that hour, it just started pouring.
Wow.
But it stopped every time there's something going on for the all the events on that anniversary, so it's pretty amazing.
That's cool. Was it your first time there?
It was my first time.
Was it the anniversary that prompted you?
It's kind of a wild story, because I wasn't intending to go, but now this story is going to start out weird, but it's going somewhere.
I love weird stories.
so as a preacher, someone that gives a lot of talks and homilies, I do a lot of writing, and so I like to write with old style fountain pens, if you remember those. And my favorite are German pens from the 50s. And, well, where do you find such things? Well, the internet.
Yeah.
And so there's this guy that I would buy them from, who refurbishes them and they're ready to use. And this past Christmas, a few days before Christmas, the exact type of pen I like, he had on his website, this guy, for sale. And I'm like, oh, that's great, I'm going to get that pen. So I email him. And emailed him before, but it was just about pens. But he tells me, he says, oh, this Christmas, I'm going to go to Midnight Mass. And I go, oh, great, you're Catholic. And it turns out he lived in Lisbon, so I figured he's Catholic, but who knows whether he's practicing.
Yeah, sure.
And so I email him back, and I say, well, actually, I'm a Catholic priest, and I use your pens to write homilies and talks.
Wow.
Well, he gets super excited, and we're emailing back and forth, and he's telling me about his parish in Lisbon and how great it is. And then in January, he writes me, he sends me an email, and he says, this May is the 100th anniversary of Fatima, and I have a house 5 minutes outside Fatima. Why don't you come stay with my family? So I did. And cool. It was fantastic. He showed me around Lisbon. We went up to Fatima. We were there. I was there for all the events. So I think the Holy Spirit was at work there because
absolutely
this trip to Fatima I wasn't planning on just fell in my lap. And I'm like, okay, I got to go.
That is awesome. This is Father Boniface talking about his trip to Fatima for the 100th anniversary. We were just listening to a clip by Father Sebastian Walsh talking about this. And we want to hear from you during this fall spirit drive at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So you weren't the only ones there at the anniversary. I know there's probably like a million people. Seriously,
there was. The government estimated a million people, the government of Portugal. And I'll tell you, one of the most amazing things I saw was, so the Pope comes in by helicopter.
Yeah.
You can't really even get through those crowds.
Uh-uh.
And so we're talking a million people. That's, what, eight times the size of OSU Stadium full.
Wow.
Eight times at least.
Wow.
Full of people. You couldn't even fall over because everyone was so tightly pressed that
wow.
you were in place. Well, the Pope comes and the first thing he wants to do is go to the statue of Our Lady of Fatima and pray. And mm-hmm. so they announce, they have these loudspeakers and they announce that the Pope's going to pray. Everyone goes silent. A million people. So silent, you could hear a pin drop.
Wow.
I can't imagine any other group of people, a million,
no, uh-uh.
which could find a moment of silence. And that was definitely the Holy Spirit binding everyone together in that group.
That's incredible. You know, some people, Father, say that Fatima was the most important apparition of the 20th century. Do you think you would agree with that?
It's hard to say. It's certainly one of the most important. I mean, the message of hope. And what would turn out to be a very difficult century. I mean, it comes during the midst of World War I. We have World War II coming a few decades later than the Cold War. So it's certainly a very difficult century, especially for the church. And so that message of hope that God and Our Lady are still with us, that we're not left adrift, I think that's very important.
I agree with you, because a lot of times people will focus on those, you know, the predictions, the dire predictions, mm-hmm. which came true because we didn't listen. But the message is of hope. She gives us the recipe, what to do. She, mm-hmm. you know, she tells us to center our lives back on God. She tells us to pray. She tells us to fast. She tells us what to do to avoid all these things. The fact that we're not listening and these things are happening or have happened. But, you know, and hope, that's what Catholic Radio is all about. That's mm-hmm. what we get on these airwaves. And you can help us deliver a message of hope like what we're hearing on this discussion on Fatima. Please call 614-459-4820. If you're near a computer, you can get online at stgabrielradio.com and make your pledge. We need your gifts. We're looking for 10 gifts this hour for a bonus of $500. So we're still sitting at four. So let's get those phones active. We've got wonderful, beautiful volunteers sitting ready to take your call, 614-459-4820. And Brendan, you have flown back in, my angel updater for this hour. What good news do you have to share?
I have great news.
Yeah, we love great news.
Big thanks to Marilyn and Joe, who gave in honor of their son, Vince, who was on. And they said they love Women of Grace, and they gave a one-time gift.
Thank you,
so
beautiful.
We thank them. Big thanks to Molly. She gave a one-time gift in honor of their 50th wedding anniversary, which is amazing. And
nice.
Then also in honor of Father Boniface and aww. All the Dominican fathers.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. Thank
good.
You.
We love our Dominican fathers.
Mary at Our Lady of Peace, she gave a one-time gift. And Carl at St. John the Baptist gave a one-time gift. And so a big thanks to them. Thanks to everybody and to anybody who is listening and receives life and encouragement from St. Gabriel. We really encourage you to give, to partner with us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is a partnership. You know, we can't do it without you. And I love the fact that someone had given in honor of their marriage. There's so many reasons you can give. You can give in honor of a saint. You can give in honor of a spouse, a deceased loved one. There's just, the list is endless. And when you call and share your intention, we're going to read that online. What a gift, you know? So someone's birthday coming up, you don't know what to get them. Give them a gift of a donation to Catholic Radio. So that's such a life-giving gift.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, all right. So, Brendan, that was your update for this hour. We're going to have him back in a little bit. We want to have him read your update, your donation at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And I always say this, but this is my favorite part of the hour when we get to hear a testimony of a listener, you know, a real live listener whose life has been changed by Catholic Radio. And this is, I hope I'm saying it right, Janelle Fanning?
Correct.
Okay. So Janelle, you're from St. Paul's. It's a little tiny church in Westerville, Ohio.
That's right. The smallest in the diocese.
Yeah. We're of course, joshing. It is the largest parish in the diocese. So First of all, thank you for coming in, taking your time. So tell us, why are you here and what does Catholic Radio mean to you?
First of all, I'd like to thank all of you here at St. Gabriel. I mean, if it wasn't for all of you guys, we wouldn't have people being touched by the wonderful news of Jesus. So
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Amen.
So when did you start listening?
I started back when St. Gabriel started, when it was just right from the beginning. 1580, is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Back in, well, even 1270.
1270, yes.
Way back.
Yeah. It's been, yes. So, yes, it's been a part of my life for a very long time. I've watched you guys grow, and it's just wonderful.
And we have grown. We've really, really grown. I mean, that's a great way to say that. And then, so what programs have personally touched you?
Of course, I pretty much begin my day with Father Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
So from him, I go to Teresa Tamio, and you know, it's great to Dr. Ray in the afternoon. And I think I really get touched by the mother's moment and be able to say Divine Mercy with my family at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're in the car, we're coming home from school, and we all get to share in it. So it's awesome.
And we had Emily on with one of my afternoon hours, and who is the host of A Mother's Moment. And we were talking about how edifying that the little gift of wisdom is at that 3 o'clock hour for so many. And now you're a mom also. You have children.
Absolutely. Four boys.
I have four boys too. Can you see our halos
blessings.
Here, Father? Can you see the forehead? Boy halos?
I only have yes. brothers. So
okay. And you're active over there. You have several things that you're doing over at St. Paul's. Just share a little bit of how the Lord is inspiring you to take what you learn on these airwaves and share that with other people.
Yes, I love to be involved at the school. And of course, taking part in the youth group for my boys. And I love helping out with the moms. We have a mom's day out for the little ones. Starting that faith at a young age is so important.
Absolutely.
But yes, it's been great.
How old are your boys?
My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 5.
Oh, okay. So you're in that stage. My youngest is 17 and it goes up from there. So it's a busy time. There's a tough culture that they're growing up in and a lot of messages that aren't the most life-giving. But here at St. Gabriel, the messages are life-giving. And what we're learning, we can pass that on to our children. And you can help us do that by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. So do you want to make any special challenges, Janelle, to anyone either at St. Paul's or any other moms? Or
I'd like to challenge all the mothers out there. I think it's just amazing. You know, I enjoy especially the evening listening to our bishop and with our boys. I challenge the mothers to keep this radio station going. Go ahead and turn it on. The Lord wants to speak with you. He wants to call you and keep this going so you can be fed and we can be fed and you can feed your families. My life, my family's been changed and I have been changed. And please call St. Gabriel Radio at 614-459-4820.
You know, Janelle, you bring up a great point about our program From the Chair with Bishop Campbell. We are so blessed that our bishop supports this radio station and gives that time, you know, and sees the value in the Catholic airwaves and uses it as an educational tool and a way to reach his parishioners. He has people calling in, asking questions, and he takes the time to answer those questions. That's a blessing. Not every bishop in this country would be behind a Catholic radio station for whatever reason, but we have that here. What a gift.
Absolutely.
So we thank you, Janelle, for coming in and sharing, and she's challenging you to pick up the phone at 614-459-4820. If you're a St. Paul parishioner, and I know there are several of you out there listening, why don't you pick up the call and make a donation in honor of Father Charlie up there, one of the priests or the deacons up there, for a ministry that maybe you're involved in at St. Paul's. And, you know, call right now, 614-459-4820.
Yeah, definitely support this this real chance to spread the gospel out there. We hear how it touches everyone's life. And it's great, especially from a priest's perspective, because we get the people for, an hour on Sunday. But Catholic radio can reach people at any time, in any place, even in their cars. So you really help support the mission of the church by supporting St. Gabriel Radio.
Absolutely. So Janelle, again, thank you for coming in. And again, the reason I always say I love this part of the hour is just to meet people like Janelle and see how, you know, she started listening way back in the day. And it's really formed her as a Catholic, and mm-hmm. it really is motivating her to get off the mark and actually do something and to grow in her relationship with the Lord. So woo, that's what happens when you call 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com, and make that donation. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be listening to another audio clip from one of our most popular programs on AM 820. It's Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. Why be Catholic? So stay tuned. If you haven't made your pledge yet, we're waiting for you. 614-459-4820.
This is Marcus Grody from The Journey Home. Every one of us knows somebody that's either a fallen away Catholic or maybe a nominal Catholic, maybe a non-Catholic Christian, maybe an anti-Catholic, or maybe we know somebody that has no faith at all. There's something that unites all of these people, and that is that they almost always spend some time in a car that has a radio, and they have a chance to listen to Catholic radio, to maybe relearn their Catholic faith, or maybe hear about it for the first time. Add to this the internet, in which Catholic radio continues to shine brightly 24/7, always giving Catholic teaching, Catholic worship, and opportunities for us to learn our Catholic faith. This is your home, and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge, but this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and lights on. Support your local Catholic radio station. Help keep shows like The Journey Home available in your area. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of our Catholic radio family. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Novak has been serving the legal needs of Central Ohioans for 30 years. Tom Novak is ready to help on all legal matters. Tom Novak, online at walkernovak.com. That's walkernovak.com.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Apprenticeship training with independent electrical contractors of Central Ohio. This Learn Earn program leads to a career in the electrical trade and qualifies for college credit. Online at aeciec.org.
How would you answer the question, what is truth? Would you ignore it? Would you let somebody else answer it? We're called to stand up for the truth, especially in a confused world. We need you to stand up for the truth. Stand up for the truth by supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week with a financial gift. Through your support, the truth continues to reach people every hour of every day. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Your love, Lord, and all we're asking from you is your faithful donation to 614-459-4820. That's a great way to share your love for the Lord, supporting Catholic Radio. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, back for this second half of this hour of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Fall Spirit Drive. I'm with Father Boniface Endorf of St. Patrick's in Columbus, one of our beloved Dominican priests. That number to make that donation, again, 614-459-4820, or you can go online at stgabrielradio.com. I'm very excited to announce, as we were listening to that personal testimony by Janelle Fanning that the phones were ringing. We are now at 7 gifts for the hour, Father. Woo!
Yeah.
Towards our first 10. That's our first threshold. We're getting close to getting that extra $500 bonus. So we definitely want to take advantage of this free money. Okay, this money is now for this hour. If we don't hit these goals, that money won't be available to us. So we want to make sure we get that blessing. That's someone is inspiring. God is inspiring someone out there to put this money up front as a bonus. So we need your cooperation with that grace. So we have 7 gifts total. 3 of those are sustaining members, and we're looking for a total of 7 sustaining members. Again, that's $20 or more a month. So we want you to pick up the phone and become a sustaining member. We're also looking for 1 leadership gift this hour. That's $1,000 or more. Not a month. I was going to say a month. That'd be really nice. $1,000 or more. Or,
if you want to give that, okay.
There is no putting a cap on the Lord, right? We're not going to limit his generosity. Or a business member, too, looking for 1 business member. And our angel updater for this hour, Brendan O'Rourke, is back with some good news.
Yeah, really good news. A big thanks to Lucinda from Lancaster. She gave a generous one-time gift. A big thanks to Foster from Grove City. He gave another amazing gift.
Thank you.
Kay from St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
She was listening, and she wants to give in honor of the Dominicans at St. Patrick's.
Why, thank you.
And she's been listening, and she was so inspired by you, Father Boniface. She called. She increased her monthly sustaining gift, which was already very generous.
Nice.
Even more.
Wonderful.
So that's amazing.
Thank you.
And we especially want to thank our multi-year sustaining members. They're the ones who really help keep AM 820 on air. Molly from St. Matthew and Gahanna, and James and Mary Jane from St. Mary and Delaware.
Beautiful. And you know, I love that, Brendan. Thank you for that update. You know, he brings up a good point. You can extend your gift. If you've already called and given a gift, maybe a one-time gift, but maybe the Lord is putting it on your heart to pick up that phone, 614-459-4820, and make an additional gift, maybe in honor of someone. If you feel the Lord prompting you to do that, we love that. Or if you want to increase your business membership or your sustaining membership, that's the way to do it. Call 614-459-4820. Because there's a lot of people out there who might be unemployed, underemployed, on a fixed income, be a shut-in, and they're not able to give financially right now. Mm-hmm. Can you give in place of them? Can you step in and fill the gap at 614-459-4820? And there's so many gifts they're giving away. They're giving away these beautiful books for sustaining members, business members, leadership gifts, or beautiful gifts, and then our beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima in honor of the 100th year. And, you know, Father, I can't believe we're at the 100th year, the 100th anniversary.
Yes.
I mean, this was something I kept seeing on the calendar. Oh, 2017, that was so far in the future, the 100th anniversary of Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know whether to expect miracles or chastisement. You know, something big going to happen. It still could. We're still in the year 2017. But maybe, you know, help our listeners know, are apparitions, like these beautiful proved apparitions like mm-hmm. Fatima, is it necessary to believe in those as a Catholic?
Well, strictly speaking, no. But let me give a wider explanation that's more satisfying. That God reveals himself to us, that we can come to know and love God because he has come and spoken with us. And the fullness of revelation is Jesus Christ himself, the Word of God.
Right.
And that's the importance of the Scripture, is it allows us, through those inspired words, to encounter Jesus Christ, to know him as the apostles knew him when he walked on earth. And so everything God has to tell us is in Jesus Christ. That's the fullness of what God has to say. So what about these later revelations? Well, they add nothing to what God has already said in Jesus Christ, because there is nothing to add. What they do is they reaffirm that message originally given through Jesus Christ. They let us know that he is still with us, that even though we live 2,000 years later, he hasn't changed. He's there inviting us to know and to love him and to communion with him, inviting us to salvation. And so you can ignore all the apparitions if you want, because you have the fullness with Jesus Christ. But what those apparitions do is they help show us how Jesus is present to us now.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. You know, and we have, you just said it, we have the fullness of the truth in mm-hmm. the Catholic Church. And as Catholic Radio, that's, I think, what we're trying to do, is step forward and show the truth and the beauty of the Catholic Church, the treasures that we have been gifted with from the Lord, and we're living out the mission to evangelize, to preach that good news, to share that good news throughout the world. And, you know, maybe you're listening and you say, oh, I don't have the gift of preaching like Father Boniface, or I don't have the gift of being on the radio like Elizabeth Piccicelli. But you know what? God has blessed you with your own set of gifts and talents and a way to build a kingdom in your own beautiful way, in your own circle of life. And he's blessed you with an opportunity to step forward right now and pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 or get on your computer at stgabrielradio.com and make a donation of faith to keep this work on. This is money that you are investing, I mean, for your eternity. You know, this is important work we're doing here.
Today is the feast day of Saint Matthew, and famously, Jesus said, "Follow me." Well, that invitation stands to all of us, but we, as the Church of Christ, need to make that invitation known, that Jesus is calling everyone to come follow me. And that's one of the goals of this station, is so that people can hear Jesus Christ calling them to himself. And that's the importance of getting this message out to everyone.
How many times have you been driving around listening to Catholic radio and you feel the Lord calling you, answering that question that you've been struggling with, you know, giving you that clarity of direction when you've been praying and seeking a resolve to a situation? I can't tell you how many times, and it's just hits me over the head. Oh, that is God speaking to me through that presentation, through that discussion, through that caller on the radio who's calling and asking that question that suddenly, you know, hits my heart. So,
or that person that would never walk into a church and hear in a liturgy God call them, but in a car turns the radio on and all of a sudden hears that call.
That's right. And we know statistically we have a majority of Catholics who are not entering the doorway of a church to attend Mass right now. That's the time we live in. That's the reality. So those bumper magnets, those billboards that are catching the attention of people on the road, whether they're fallen away Catholics, whether non-Catholics. I mean, we have had people, even during this Spirit Drive call, a Methodist called yesterday during one of my hours to make a donation. We have all kinds of people listening. You know, maybe for the first time they're listening and they're wondering, what is this all about? But this is all about transforming minds and building the church.
And the Pope talks about the importance of going out to the fringe. Well, this is one way that we can go out to the fringe, those people that you might never meet in your own life, but radio, through the magic of radio waves, can reach them.
Absolutely.
Wherever they are.
And you can be a part of that by calling 614-459-4820. So, Father, we probably should go to our next clip. It's by one of the most popular program hosts that we have on Catholic radio, Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer. And he's talking about why should we be Catholic?
Why should you be Catholic? Oftentimes people come into RCIA, the real RCIA, and they think they might be there because they're engaged and their fiancé is Catholic. So for the sake of unity in the household, they consider converting. It's a pretty laudable thing. It's not a good reason to be Catholic. Oftentimes you might think of converting because you know, your parents, maybe they've gone through a conversion, they became Catholic, or somebody that you know is, you know, you want to grow into a deeper friendship with them, and so you think for the sake of them you become Catholic. It's not a good reason to be Catholic. Nor is it a good reason not to be Catholic because you're afraid that it might cause some difficulties in the family. We all know people. I'm really close with somebody who I know knows the Catholic Church has the fullness of the means of salvation and is resisting coming into the church because even though the person knows it's true, is afraid of what it will do in the family. And on a personal level, I mean, how do you not understand that? Who wants to sign up for opposition in the family? The question then becomes, how do I live with integrity knowing that something is true and not deciding to embrace it? Nor is the reason to become Catholic because you found a welcoming community. That's great, but sooner or later, the welcoming community will no longer be all that you thought it would be. It's like when we do marriage prep with couples and we sit down, so why do you want to marry your fiance? He makes me laugh. That's great. Won't be long, he's going to be making you cry. I mean, you better have something more than that. That's great. I'm glad he makes you laugh. But is there any meat? You know, is there any substance to the relationship? Are you confident that he loves you or that she loves you? What is it that you're making this decision based upon? So for us, when it comes to matters of faith, the reason to become Catholic is simply because it's true. If it's not true, the hell with it. And I mean that, the hell with it. This is some really wacky, evil idea. If this is not true, It would be idolatry. It would be ludicrous. It would be a total waste of time. The reason to become Catholic is because it's true. Question becomes, how do you know it's true? And that's really the question. Flip to the article that I gave you on Catholic spirituality. Let's just read a little bit here real quick. I'm going to start on page 227. I'm going to flip around a little bit, but this is a great section. I love the way Howard writes. It says, as you know, all of us do what we do for reasons that have roots in our history and culture. Some Jews, for example, wear great fur hats and long black coats and white stockings. You need to inquire into their history before you decide that they have unstylish taste. Calvinists put the pulpit at the center of focus in their churches. They have passionate reasons for adopting this architectural arrangement. Evangelicals sing a certain kind of gospel song or praise song, which finds its roots in modern American culture. I am speaking, of course, of tradition. To be human at all is to be deeply rooted in tradition. We would all agree that there are bad traditions and good traditions. Today in India, I suppose the shackling of slaves would be bad traditions, whereas taking off one's hat in a church, standing up when a woman comes into the room, would be good traditions. To say that something is traditional leaves open the question as to whether it ought to be changed. If it is frivolous or brutish or misbegotten, then we would all agree that change is indicated. It's a very important line right here. There is no such thing as non-traditional Christianity. Let that sink in for a second. There is no such thing as non-traditional Christianity. What we do when we meet with other believers for worship, the sequence we follow, the very phrases and vocabulary that crop up, these did not spring straight from the pages of the New Testament yesterday. John Wesley or General William Booth or Menno Simons or John Calvin or Martin Luther or J.N. Darby or John Wimber or D.L. Moody or Roger Williams or A.J. Gordon or Ignatius of Antioch or Clement of Rome or Justin Martyr or Gregory I, these gentlemen stand there between you and the morning of Pentecost in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Even if you strive mightily for spontaneity in your worship, you discover that your spontaneity very quickly gels into half a dozen or so phrases and gestures. We are all human, forsooth, and we can no more shuck off tradition than we can shuck off these bodies of ours. As our forerunners in the ancient faith moved out from that dazzling Pentecostal morning into the long hall of history, we find that the touchstone for their life together and for their prayer and for their worship was apostolic. I love his expressions here. Christianity was not just a higgledy-piggledy aggregate of independent believers and groups scattered across Samaria and Asia Minor. You had to be in obedient, visible, organic communion with the apostles themselves. Then as the decades rolled on and Peter and John and James and the others died, you found yourself under the authority of the men on whom they had laid their hands. These men were overseers or pastors. Bishop is the word that came into play very quickly. If you were a Christian, you said, Polycarp is my bishop or Ignatius is my bishop. There was no such thing in the church to which you and I owe our faith. There was no such thing as an independent or individualistic Christian. Things were very strict, actually. If you doubt this, look at St. Paul's epistles, or eavesdrop on the council in Jerusalem, which is in the Acts of the Apostles, which the apostles convened to decide what you were supposed to do about certain matters of conscience. The Christians were not left organizing workshops and symposia to hash over these issues. The apostles told you what to do and what to believe. This may make you skittish. But all of us, Baptist, OPC, Coptic, RC, or Grace Chapel, have to agree that that was the way the apostles did things, for good or ill. We have to agree because that's simply the biblical and the historical record. If we attempt a different scheme, we do so under the titanic gaze of that great cloud of witnesses who, says the book of Hebrews, are watching us as we stumble along through our fragment of history.
That was the voice, of course, of Father John Ricardo. Christ is the answer. So many of us start our day off with that program. It is an awesome program. It airs Monday through Fridays, 8 to 9. I catch it on my way to morning mass. And he's asking this question, why be Catholic? Well, it looks like the people are responding. Why be Catholic? Why listen to Catholic radio? We are now, Father, at 9 gifts for this hour. We are one gift away from getting a bonus of $500. Okay, so $500 is standing in the balance. Don't let that money pass by saying someone else will call. Someone else will do this. Well, I'll let someone else.
Well, think that if you're that one, you can basically add $500 to whatever you give.
To your donation. Whether your donation is $50, $100, $1,000, you are giving an extra $500 right now. Right now by picking up that phone at 614-459-4820. So let it be you. Let it be you. And we're happy to announce your name and your intention for your gift. So Father, you know, Father John Ricardo talks about there's a lot of people have wrong ideas about why they're Catholic.
Well, I mean, the ultimate reason to be Catholic is because we're called by Christ to know and to love him, that to see him as our Lord and Savior. But God will work with us wherever we're at, especially if people in RCIA. They come for all sorts of reasons, and God will take whatever reason they have, and he'll purify that with his grace. I've seen it in the RCIA at St. Patrick's. You'll get people that'll come in simply because they're in going to marry a Catholic, and they're like, well, I should be Catholic too. And that's not the best reason. That's not the perfect reason, but it's good enough, because I've seen these people that are there thinking, well, I got to sit through these classes, and then I can have a Catholic wedding, and it'll be easier. But by the end of RCIA, suddenly they're on fire. And then I've had them come back other years as sponsors that really take their faith seriously when they were at best lukewarm at the beginning of RCIA. So we can't wait for perfect motives to do the right thing. We've got, or we'll do nothing at all. We've got to take whatever motive we have and do what's right. And then God will work with that and purify that with his grace.
Are you a cradle Catholic or a convert, Father?
I'm a cradle Catholic.
So cradle Catholic. Why did you remain Catholic?
Well, I didn't. I was an atheist for about 10 years. So I walked out of Catholic high school not even believing in God. But I did come back. And part of it was the knowledge that nothing in this world can satisfy what our heart longs for. That until we know Christ, we will never find peace and joy in our lives. And so that's the ultimate reason for this radio station, is to invite people to come follow Jesus Christ and find that joy their hearts long for.
You know, and I'm a convert, and what drew me in at first was the beauty of the liturgy, the beauty of the sacraments, the sacredness of it all. But like Father Ricardo said, it was that truth. And like you just said, it was that truth. Not that I could have put my finger on it, not that I could have defined it in the beginning, but there was something that spoke to me deep in my soul that this is really God's presence here in this church. About Brendan O'Rourke, my angel updater, what about you? Cradle Catholic, convert?
Cradle
Catholic. And why did you remain Catholic?
Well, I love the answer that G.K. Chesterton gives. He says, there are 1,000 reasons that I could give for being Catholic, but the only one that matters is that it's true. And that's where I always land. I'm drawn to the truth of it. And yeah, because Jesus is the truth.
Jesus is the truth. That's what we're proclaiming on the airwaves. And if you want to hear the truth of Jesus Christ, we need your dollars to do that, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Call 614-459-4820. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. We are still at 9 gifts. We have one more gift to hit that $500. We do not want that $500 to go. Someone has already generously put this money up, so we need you to be that person. Again,
even if you only give $20, this means that $20 is really
$520. Okay, you can't get that deal anywhere. So, Brendan, do you have some more good news for us?
Yes, we want to thank those who have given. We thank Steve from St. Pius. He gave, again, in honor of the Dominicans at St. Patrick's.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you, Steve.
And he said he especially loves Father Ricardo. He loves Encounter Radio. We want to thank, again, some of our multi-year sustaining members, John and Kathleen in St. Mark in Lancaster, and James at St. Joseph in Plain City. We also want to thank Kevin at St. Patrick's in Columbus. He gave a one-time
gift. Thank you.
Father Boniface, it looks like we have some good news.
We just blew past our need for 10. Now we're at 12, which means three more and another $500. So three people calling right now. We will have $500 more added on top of what you give.
Yeah, no, actually, $1,000. So we hit our
$1,000
first goal.
More.
Yep. So we got our first goal of 10 gifts. That was $500. Now we're sitting at 12. If we get three more gifts. Wait, we just hit 13.
The loaves and the fishes
are multiplying. If we get two more phone calls, two more before the top of the hour, that's 6 minutes to go, we're going to get a $1,000 bonus. So like Father said, if you call and say, I'm going to give $20, you just gave $1,020.
Could you even give $1 and that would turn into $1,000.
With God, anything is possible.
Amen.
Yes, yes. But you're free to give more than a dollar.
Yes.
Yes, you are. So I think the Lord is moving here. The Lord is speaking to many hearts. People are responding. Is that person you? 614-459-4820. This is the second day of our spirit drive. We'll be here through Saturday. But don't wait till Saturday. Call now. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I'll call tomorrow, I'll call the next day. Call now. You know, listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask, what are you calling me, Lord, to give right now? And call by 614-459-4820. And that's how we hear beautiful shows like Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. We hear Dominican Dimensions with Father Boniface has participated in that. We get to meet powerful young people in church like Brendan O'Rourke and other youth ministers like him. So this is the beauty of Catholic radio. So did you have any other updates at the moment?
Yeah, we could also, big thanks to Mike in Westerville, gave a one-time gift.
Woo!
And Joseph in Columbus, who gave a one-time gift.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so what we're going to do now as we're approaching our break is we need two more gifts for a bonus of $1,000. So no pressure, but Father Boniface, will you give us our blessing, your blessing, and pray for that, for someone to be inspired right now?
All right. Lord Jesus Christ, please send your blessing upon all of us, upon this station, its staff, its listeners, that we may be your agents in spreading your saving gospel to the world, to give hope and life to all those whose hearts long for it. And please help support this station so that it may be the instrument in your hands of saving many souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. So, Father Boniface, thank you. I want to thank Janelle Fanning, Brendan O'Rourke, my angel updater, all of you listeners and you generous people who are calling 614-459-4820, making that donation. We still have about 4 minutes to hear from you and to hit that $1,000 bonus. So make your donation, and you've just increased it by $1,000 right now. I can't beat that. That's an awesome gift.
Best deal you're going to get.
459-4820. We're going to go to a local clip. It's our Encounter show with Patrick Rice, Dan Demite, one of the shows produced here at St. Gabriel that is now picked up by EWTN. That's what the Lord is doing with this radio station. Let's hear from you.
Awesome, Patrick. Hey, I want to just start today with some powerful words from 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it just says this: the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. Right, and one night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was laying down in the usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was laying down in the house of the Lord where the Ark of the Covenant was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back to sleep and lie down." So he went and he lay down. Again, the Lord said, "Samuel," and Samuel got up and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The third time the Lord called, "Samuel," and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy, so Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in this place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Wow, Patrick, I just love this, right? Like, Samuel is just a young boy, and the Lord speaks to him. Mm-hmm. And there's some really profound verbs happening here. First of all, Samuel is in the temple, the place where the Ark of the Covenant is, right? It says that he's there, and he's laying down near the Ark of the Covenant. The presence of God, which is the Ark of the Covenant, is with Samuel, right? Like, mm-hmm. And the presence of God is with all of us. Like, when we lie down because of the resurrection, the presence of God is with us. And Samuel is in the presence of God, and then he hears the voice of the Lord. So we know that we're in the presence of God. We know that we can, because of the resurrection, hear the voice of the Lord. And then it says that the Lord came and he stood with Samuel as he spoke to him, that the Lord isn't far off and distant, but he's near, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that Samuel actually didn't recognize the voice of the Lord at first, that he heard the voice, but he didn't recognize whose voice it was. And I think we experience this a lot, right? In ministry, like there's people that we minister to who hear the voice of the Lord, and God is speaking to them and God is calling them, but they're kind of like, I don't know. I don't really believe that it's God's voice, right? Like, it's probably just my own voice. Oh, it's, you know, oh, my mom said that, so it was my mom. That's my mom's voice, right? And so we start doubting the voice of the Lord.
John, a St. Gabriel Radio listener, told us, "I was a zombie, plodding through life, doing and pursuing what the world told me would make me happy. Then a bumper magnet prompted me to listen to AM 820, which in turn got me back on the road to the church of my upbringing." St. Gabriel Catholic Radio works. It gives the truth to souls all over Ohio. Make a difference this week and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.